Sail High in the Sky, page 18.
As you look out your airplane window and approach Dubai, the Persian Gulf twinkles in the sun. Something catches your eye. It's a large building on the water, but it looks like a white sail blowing in the wind. This sail, you quickly realize, is where you'll be staying during your visit to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. You've climbed the stairs to the top of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France. You've walked across the bridge connecting the Petronas Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Now you'll be sleeping in one of the most architecturally unique hotels in the world, the Burj Al Arab, or Arabian Tower. After you land at the Dubai airport, a hotel representative greets you. Then she takes you to a Rolls-Royce limousine. After your long flight, you feel refreshed when the chauffeur presents you with a rose and a cold towel. This is the beginning of the exceptional service you'll experience throughout your stay at the Burj Al Arab. As the limousine crosses a private bridge to an island, you get your first close-up view of one of the tallest hotels in the world at 1,053 feet, 321 meters. The chauffeur tells you that the island was built just for the hotel. Construction for the island and the hotel began in 1994 and was finished in 1999 at a cost of $650 million. Nearly 3,500 architects, engineers, and construction staff worked together on this project. The architects designed the hotel to look like the sail of a classical Arabian ship. This distinctive shape makes people think of adventure, excitement, and luxury. Now, it's the symbol of Dubai. The design team of engineers and architects faced many challenges. To create a strong foundation, they put 250 concrete piles, 131 feet deep, 40 meters, into the sand and under the sea. To keep the structure safe from high winds and earthquakes, they used over 9,000 tons of steel to support the building. The V-shaped exterior decreases the wind force on the structure. To shape the sail facade, the builders used a material made out of glass. They added a special non-stick layer to the glass. This layer keeps dirt from sticking to the surface of the facade. It is the first time this type of technology was used for such a large surface. As you enter the hotel, your eyes look up and you admire the tallest atrium in the world. It rises 590 feet, 180 meters. A high-speed elevator takes you to your suite on the 14th floor. All 202 suites in this 28-floor hotel have two levels, so there are really 56 floors. Surrounded by gold and marble, you feel like a king or a queen. A personal concierge will be available to you 24 hours a day. He will open doors for you, remember your likes and dislikes, and get you anything you need. You can also expect the latest in technology in your suite. You'll find a laptop computer and at least 10 telephones. However, these luxury amenities are not cheap. A standard suite starts at about $1,500 a night. For $28,000, you can spend the night in the Royal Suite, complete with a private elevator and cinema. After you check in, take time to decide where to have dinner. There are 8 restaurants to choose from. Make sure you visit the Al Muntaha, a restaurant located just below the top floor. It looks like it's floating in the air. At sunset, the view is especially beautiful. On another day, consider eating in the Al Mahara, the underwater restaurant. The Burj Al Arab is an extraordinary engineering achievement. Just visiting this hotel would be the highlight of a trip to Dubai. Staying there would be a dream come true.